Brian Helsworth with State Representative Jeff Justice, the gentleman from Taney. He's from Branson in his office. The House is adjourned today for the week. Two real quick questions, Representative, the issues that I've been following, both very important in your district. Number one, the War Monument dealing with the bronze issue down there at College of the Ozarks. That's been tweaked. The whole issue was the, it sounds like you've changed that to an.
We've changed it to and. There's a lot of Gold Star monuments in Missouri, and we don't want to, you know, not have people appreciate that. So we changed it to an official Gold Star monument for Missouri, and the committee was happy and voted it out. And I think it's a good thing because the purpose is to get people to understand that families also suffer when they lose a service member, and this is what the Gold Star family does. And this will be able to have it all over the state.
So basically, would it recognize the College of the Ozarks monument as an official monument? Or is that be accurate?
That would be accurate, yes.
Very good. And just to clarify here, you and Doug Beck and Shane Roden, it wasn't heated. They didn't disagree with what you were trying to do. They just, Bob Burns as well, they were only concerned about Jefferson Barracks.
I believe that's correct. And it wasn't heated, and this is part of the process. I mean, you go through and someone comes up, and if it's – and actually – to me, this is for the better because it'll expand it and be other places that can have it. And the purpose is that people understand what sacrifices our service people do.
A final question. Monday, it sounds like crime prevention is scheduled to vote. Different issue here, but still very important. It's one of your bills. Scheduled to vote on the private campus security bill. It affects College of the Ozarks, but really it's every private college. You've really been working on that.
I've been working on it, and there'll probably be an amendment on that that it offered just to end up being for College of the Ozarks for it to get through. It will form a police department in college, and this police department will be just like any other police department and follow all the rules and regulations and all the certifications. And I think it's needed for the college because the response time from the sheriff, who is supportive of it, could be, you know, a matter of several minutes to a half hour. And it's just a good thing to protect college.
Absolutely. So it sounds to me like your bill will be tweaked, that it would be a private campus security after it's amended. It sounds like you're ready to amend the bill to only apply to your college. Is that accurate to say?
That's correct.
And do you think that would get the opposition, would that get Sheldon Lineback and the others on board, or at least to get them to not oppose it?
I'm not sure about that, but that's what, you know, the hope of it is.
And you know how important it is because I've talked to Kurt McDonald. The whole thing is about response time because it's 30 minutes away to Forsyth.
That's correct. It's about response time. You have a community of about 1,600 people there that they need to have quick response time because they have a lot of dignitaries, a lot of students, and so I feel it's really important. That's why we kept pushing and trying to figure out, you know, a good way and compromises and things like that.
I know you're very busy. Is there anything, Mr. Chairman, you would like to add? Feel free.
Well, I just appreciate you coming up here. I think my local radio station is a Missouri Net radio station, and I appreciate listening to the reports when I'm listening to it when I'm driving around. So thank you.
Absolutely. It's great to see, and I always appreciate your time, too.
Okay, thank you.